Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Monday, March 7th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Russia pursued a pressure campaign in its invasion of Ukraine with nighttime strikes on civilian targets in the country. The Ukrainian military held fast in the capital Kyiv and along several other fronts, frustrating Russian troops with counterattack and sabotage operations. Ukrainian authorities said Moscow's forces prevented civilians from escaping via humanitarian corridors. Russia's military has insisted it isn't targeting civilians. The two sides plan to resume ceasefire talks today, according to officials. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the administration is talking with European allies about a ban on imports of Russian oil, a move that's been called for by several U.S. lawmakers. Brent crude, the global oil benchmark, touched above $130 a barrel, its highest level in over a decade, while U.S. oil futures rose past $125 a barrel. In Asia, stocks ended sharply lower, and European shares slumped in early trading. U.S. stock futures also fell. And we're exclusively reporting that Ryan Cohen, co-founder of online pet products company Chewy, is pushing for changes at Bed Bath & Beyond after taking an almost 10% stake in the retailer. In a letter to its board that was viewed by the journal, Cohen urged Bed Bath & Beyond to narrow the focus of its turnaround plan and explore a separation of the Bye Bye Baby chain or a sale of the entire company. Cohen also serves as chairman of recent meme stock favorite GameStop. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.